Well, it probably is an understatement to say it has been a long 2 years for many organizations who have been striving to serve those in need during the pandemic. One of those organizations is the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland's Old Town. But despite the challenges, the Blanchet House has never wavered thanks to a hardworking staff, dozens of volunteers, and generous supporters. And now there is a light at the end of the tunnel. To give us the good news is the executive director of the Blanchet House, Scott Kermit. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for being with us today.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Brenda. I'm thrilled to be here with you today because you're right. We have an exciting day ahead of us on Monday.
Yeah, so tell our folks what's going to be happening. I mean, that's just several days away now.
It is. It feels awfully close, and we have a lot to do to be prepared. But Monday morning, when we open our doors for breakfast at 6:30 a.m., we will invite people inside for the first time in over 2 years to enjoy a meal.
Wow, that is such good news. I mean, like I mentioned in the open, it's been such a long 2 years. Talk about, if you would, Scott, the challenges that you faced over these last couple of years and how your organization really pivoted to make things happen.
Well, I don't know how long a segment I have, but I'll try to summarize it. I mean, I remember it was March 16th of 2020, and we served our final meal inside at dinner. And that ended at 6 p.m. And by the next morning at 6:30 a.m., we had to figure out how we were going to serve meals without inviting people inside. So we had to reinvent our service literally overnight and just sustain that. I mean, we didn't have time to plan it out and take a break. I mean, people had needs. And what we didn't know to expect was just the massive amounts of people that would find their way to Blanchet House looking for help in those early weeks of the shutdown. And, you know, we did it because we had an incredible core of volunteers who just stuck with us through good times and bad. And we just go from meal to meal. That's really, you know, how are we going to serve the next meal and the meal after that? And before we knew it, 2 years were in the rearview mirror.
Wow, that is really something. Scott Kermit, Executive Director of the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland. On Monday morning, they will be reopening their dining hall. What a blessing that is. And Scott, I was reading some of your information there too, and you talk about, just from a psychological standpoint, how important it is for those folks who are on the streets to be able to have a place to come and gather. It's not only about the food.
Well, it's about a sense of dignity. And one of the things that people would say who came and ate with us prior to the pandemic was eating at Blanchet House made them feel normal again. And that's because of the way that we serve, right? If you've seen our service, we serve it very much restaurant style. We invite people in, they sit at tables for four, and volunteers with smiles on their faces serve plates to the tables and bus the tables, and they really are treated as our guests. And the whole point of the meal is hospitality and dignity. And that is not, those are not words that I would use to describe the experiences that people have had on the street in Old Town for the last 2 years. Their experiences have been simply dehumanizing. And as a result of that, we've seen really significant changes in their mental health. We see a lot more addiction and a lot more hostility in the community. We're hopeful that bringing them back in for those three meals a day, 6 days a week, will give them at least some opportunity to rest and feel human again.
Very, very much so. And talk about the numbers, too, because I know during the pandemic, obviously, there were circumstances where people were on the streets. They needed more food. You were there for them. But we're talking about a significant number here.
No, there's no doubt about that. We will have served, by the time we reopen our doors on Monday, we will have served nearly 900,000 meals to go. I mean, that's just an incredible number. We average about 1,000 meals a day. At the height of the pandemic in 2020, that number was closer to 2,000, sometimes greater than 2,000 a day. And again, we could not have done this without the dozens and dozens of volunteers who come and serve with us really every single day. It takes us about 40 volunteers to get through an entire day's worth of service. And of course, about 90% of the food that we serve is donated.
Right.
So we never could have done this without the generosity of so many restaurants and wholesalers and grocery stores and bakeries in our community that donate really good, fresh, unexpired food for our use.
Wonderful. Scott Kerman, Executive Director of the Blanchet House, Northwest Portland, reopening their dining hall after 2 years. And so I'm looking at the hours here. You do a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner. Is that correct?
That's correct. Breakfast is at 6:30 and runs for an hour. Lunch begins at 11:30, and that's also for an hour. And then dinner is from 5 to 6 p.m.
Will you have any limitations when you reopen, or will it be basically business as usual before the pandemic?
It will be business as usual, except that we are asking that everybody, all the volunteers involved in serving food or being around that food service, wear a mask. We're also still requiring our volunteers to be vaccinated. We're doing this to make sure that our community is as safe as we can be. We understand that while we are out of the pandemic phase, as Dr. Fauci said, we are not entirely rid of COVID or its variants. We are serving a population, many of whom have chronic health conditions, who likely are not vaccinated. And of course, since they'll be enjoying a meal with us, they won't be able to wear a mask.
Excellent to know. And I see here, too, donation-wise, obviously, you're still accepting donations. A cash donation, $25. Equates to 17 meals and coffee. That's a really good value in my mind looking at that.
Well, because of the of how much food is donated to us, it really only costs about $1.50 per meal. It's pretty economical. We run a pretty lean ship, and I'm really proud of how our staff comes together to make sure that we have high quality food service without necessarily a high price.
And again, you can learn more about making a donation to the Blanchet House. Just go to their website. It's right there on the front page, blanchethouse.org. Well, hey, I want to wrap it up this morning because I know you're not the sort of guy that's going to blow your own horn, but I'm going to blow it for you. If you don't mind, you have been named one of the Portland Business Journal's Executives of the Year. Congratulations.
Well,
the crowd is going wild. Well deserved.
Yeah, your studio must have gotten a lot bigger since the last time I was able to be there in person. No, I really appreciate that. Look, it's definitely something to be proud of because I know that I certainly didn't earn this on my own, and it would not have happened without an incredible staff and core of volunteers. And I'm actually more proud of the fact that we were also named this year one of Oregon's three top most admired nonprofits, because I think that really speaks to the reputation that we have in the community for serving people and doing it, you know, the right way and with a great deal of dignity and respect.
Wonderful. Scott Kerman, Executive Director of the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland. Scott, congratulations on making it through a difficult 2 years and reopening the dining hall this Monday morning. God bless you, all of your volunteers, and the service that you provide.
Thank you. We hope that everybody keeps us and our community in their prayers as we turn the corner on this pandemic.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day.